Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Buzzard. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting second. The left fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lee Thomas. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Lomaby. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Lomaby. And now, play ball. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a fly ball into left field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Conigliaro. Buford reaches second base with a double. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skowron moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Nixon for a passed ball. Skowron moves to third. Hansen moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is called out on strikes. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Robinson fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Robinson. Thomas moves to third. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ward. Thomas scores. Malzone moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Malzone moves to third. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Malzone tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jack Lomaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lomaby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive towards short. Bressude reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a line drive towards third. Malzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0-for-1 in the game. Buzzard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomas who is chasing the ball. Buzzard reaches third base with a triple. Martin goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McGraw hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. McGraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Buford strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Ward moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward moves to third. Skowron moves to second. Bob Hefner now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward scores. Skowron scores. Landis moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landis moves to third. Hansen moves to second. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Buzzard strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McGraw takes first base on ball 4. Landis scores. Hansen moves to third. Martin moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Hefner covering, for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Skowron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a fly ball towards center. Landis settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Landis. Conigliaro moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Conigliaro moves to third. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Martin hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Buzzard hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roman Mahias pinch hits for Bob Hefner. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 3 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Spanswick now pitching. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Tommy McCraw. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hershberger moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Robinson bunts towards the mound. Spanswick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hershberger moves to third. Buford moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hershberger tags and scores. Buford tags and moves to third. Robinson tags and moves to second. One out. It's 7-3, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomas. Skowron reaches second base with a double. Buford scores. Robinson scores. It's 9-3, White Sox. Pete Charton now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Al Weiss now playing second base. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 3 in the game. Conigliaro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 3 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilhelm covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.